Good morning, it's 7:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. The new NFL year has begun, but free agent contracts and trades agreed upon in recent days or weeks won't become official just yet. Although information on dozens of agreements has been leaked, all of those transactions now come with the caveat that signings and physicals need to occur. The NFL has barred travel to team facilities by free agents and has also banned team personnel from traveling to meet with players as a safeguard against the new coronavirus. That said, the Buccaneers expect to sign six-time Super Bowl champion quarterback Tom Brady, and in the meantime, the Patriots are in cost-cutting mode. Safety Daron Harmon and defensive tackle Danny Shelton have been traded to the Lions, and offensive lineman Ted Karras agreed to a deal with the Dolphins. Linebacker Alandon Roberts is also expected to sign with Miami. Combined with other moves this week, the Patriots are about $13 million under the salary cap, and they still have to replace Brady. In MLB news, the league is considering skipping its amateur draft this year and putting off the next international signing period as a way to preserve cash while games are affected by the new coronavirus. MLB proposed crediting full major league service for 130 games or more and proportional service for a shorter season, but the union wants a full season of service even if no games are played. Service determines eligibility for free agency and salary arbitration. In tennis news, all men's and women's professional tennis tournaments through June 7th are being called off because of the COVID-19 pandemic. The ATP and WTA announced that the entire clay court circuit will not be held as scheduled. Both tours also said their rankings will be frozen until further notice. I'm Jesse King.